Somebody once said that the best thing about a vacation is the time you spend thinking about it before you go away. Then there's all that time afterward when you think back on those vacation days. On Tuesdays this month, Morning Edition is asking a variety of people about their favorite summers. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg begins her series with a man whose name is synonymous with the idea of vacation. Michael Eisner runs the Walt Disney Company.
We figured that so many people's favorite summers would involve a visit to Disneyland or Disney World. We might as well ask the chairman and CEO of Disney about his favorite summer. In Michael Eisner's case, it's favorite summers, nine of them all spent at a wilderness camp in Vermont. Mr. Eisner was pleased to be asked, but ever the businessman, he wanted to make one thing perfectly clear.
Well, I certainly wouldn't try to dissuade anybody from going to a Disney environment.
Michael Eisner's Disney environment includes theme parks, cruise ships, movie studios, TV networks. It's the largest entertainment company in the world. But Mr. Eisner's formative years were spent at Camp Key Waden in Salisbury, Vermont. His father went there, Michael Eisner's children went there, an all-boys camp. Canoeing and hiking trips, weeks in the woods. Michael Eisner, who is 58, says Key Waden gave him an amazing education.
You learn all the things that you have to take with you through your whole life. Things like teamwork, things like leadership, things like cooking, finding a place to stay, things like dealing with the environment, ecological things you didn't know were ecological things. And basically being on your own and being a responsible child, getting ready to be a responsible adult.
Tents or cabins?
Almost all tents, very rustic, no microphones, no, it was a camp.
What do you mean no microphones?
No dinner in 2 minutes.
Loudspeaker, PA system.
Yes, PA system. No telephones, one telephone in the whole camp in the office. To this day, no telephones. Obviously, no electricity. I mean, yes, a light bulb, but no televisions or computers.
Yeah. You grew up as a city kid. You're a New Yorker. So what did it mean to a city kid to get up there in the woods of Vermont every summer?
It was a completely different life. And when you're growing up in the middle of Manhattan, which I did, you don't know that there's a different life. And I know it sounds frivolous and silly. And I wrote a book, and in the book, I credited my experiences in Vermont as the most important part of my background, including a lot of education in colleges and universities. And I had a lot of people who wrote me that this is stupid and this is why your book is no good and how can you be so thin and uninsightful? And I they may think that, but I know what I learned at camp is very Disney-esque. And I learned before there was an environmental movement on how to discover a campsite and how to leave it better than you found it and how you make a fire from birch bark off a dead tree as opposed to off a live tree. And I learned how to work with seven or other kids and getting through storms and, I mean, really physical rainstorms. And all those things were kind of metaphors. Even building a fire was like for a metaphor about, you know, you a spark starts a little twig and starts some pine needles, and then you get the kindling and all of that. All of that is metaphorically, unconsciously setting you up. And I know a lot of people who became writers or doctors or entrepreneurs. I know some that became nothing, but I know a lot of people who became a lot of good things, and the camp experience was very helpful.
That notion of the spark, because I know you've spoken about this before, learning at the campfire that you start with the spark and you guard it and you watch over it and it can flare. And from that you realize, having learned that young is something you apply in the business meetings you have daily as you hold on to that little idea that really could burst into something much bigger.
Right. And if you're not careful, it could also get out of control and burn down the forest. So you have to know how to be in control.
It's so interesting to me, though. Here you are, the mogul of illusion. I mean, your business world is to create the best possible fantasies in a theme park, in an animated film, in a feature film, in a whatever. And yet, at the core of what formed you were these encounters with reality, with rubbing two sticks together, with making the fire, with getting the canoe to go along in a lake.
Well, if you grow up in Manhattan, that's really not the reality. That really is a fantasy as well. To be on Lake Dunmore, to be in a place where you're carrying, portaging canoes. That is kind of a fantasy. So I think it is consistent. The reality is the city today, in today's world. The fantasy is the forest. And even Hawthorne in 1850 or 1860, writing Scarlet Letter or Earth's Holocaust or Book Burning or all the things he wrote, recognized the fantasy of the forest. So I'm not so sure that I was living a reality life in the forest. However, it was a helpful life, and it was a constructive life, and it was a healthy life.
Uh-huh.
I have always thought, I started working about 35 years ago, and I work in a field like a sports coach, where you always expect to be fired. It's not like being fired in the entertainment business is the A of Hester Prynne. It's you know, it's okay. But I always thought that I would be fired from my job in April, May, so I could then go work for 2 months at summer camp and then go look for a job after that. And the only time I actually lost my job, unfortunately, was in October. So I went to work at Disney instead of going to a summer camp. But if it had been in May, I would have been back there.
And you wouldn't have had this career.
Exactly.
Think of it that way.
But I would have been in Vermont. So I'll be all right.
So would you like to close with the camp song, Mr. Eisner?
No, I would not like to close with the camp song, although I could. But I think I'll just thank you for having me here and let your listeners not have to turn the radio to some other radio station for that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Michael Eisner, Chairman and CEO of the Disney Company. Although Mr. Eisner was reluctant, there are plenty of Kiwetinites who will sing the camp song for us. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.